From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Thai authorities continue their search for suspects in Monday's deadly Bangkok bombing. Authorities in Thailand say they're continuing that search following the bombing near a Hindu shrine that killed at least 22, including several Asian tourists. More than 120 were wounded. A second blast Tuesday in the Thai capital caused no casualties. Chris and Julie Harris are visiting Thailand from Britain.
A little bit scary. Obviously, two bombs in 2 days, and we're going to move on to Chiang Mai, where it's a bit quieter.
Get out of Bangkok, really, because, everywhere you go, you just don't know, what's around.
The government says the blast near the Erawan Hindu shrine Monday was aimed at crippling the economy, including the vital tourist industry. There's been no claim of responsibility. The shrine reopened to the public Wednesday. South Sudan's government says it needs 2 weeks to consider a proposed peace agreement with rebels that President Salva Kiir declined to sign Monday in Ethiopia. Foreign Minister Barnaba Mariel Benjamin told VOA the document was the same as a previous one the government insisted had to be changed.
The document that they said was actually the final agreement on the peace process between the government and the other various opposition groups was the right document, and we felt no. In fact, it was the same document that was presented last time. We shared with our citizens here in the country, various government institutions, civil society organizations, and political parties, and they had recommended that certain changes had to be made.
He says the government will begin talks Wednesday with non-governmental groups, political parties, and other stakeholders to determine how to best move the peace process forward, aimed at ending a 20-month civil war that's killed thousands. This is VOA News. Another well-known Senate Democrat says he'll vote against the Iran nuclear deal. New Jersey's Robert Menendez, the ranking member on the Foreign Relations Committee, joined New York's Senator Chuck Schumer, saying the deal will leave Iran with what he calls the core element of a robust nuclear infrastructure.
President Obama continues to erroneously say that this agreement permanently stops Iran from having a nuclear bomb. Let's be clear. What the agreement does is to recommit Iran not to pursue a nuclear bomb, a promise they have already violated in the past.
Two other Democratic senators, Jack Reed and Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, Tuesday announced they'll support the agreement when it's considered sometime before September 17th. The European Union border agency Frontex Tuesday said a record 107,500 migrants crossed EU borders in July, eclipsing the 70,000 that made the journey in June. In the first 7 months of this year, Frontex said nearly 340,000 migrants have reached Europe. Meanwhile, the UN told Greece Tuesday it must show more leadership in tackling the escalating migrant crisis. William Spindler is with the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR.
For months, UNHCR has been warning of a mounting refugee crisis on the Greek islands. The reception infrastructure, services, and registration procedures, both on the islands and on the mainland, need to be strengthened urgently.
He said the number of refugee arrivals to Greece has now reached 160,000. Syria's antiques chief said Islamic State militants beheaded the former director of antiquities in the ancient city Palmyra. Mahmoud Abdul Karim said 82-year-old Khalid Assad was killed Tuesday. His career included working for 50 years in the city that is home to ruins of a UNESCO World Heritage Site. In Mali Tuesday, UN peacekeepers established a security zone around the northern town of Kidal in a bid to quell fighting between rival groups that threatened a June peace deal. It follows 3 days of clashes between Tuareg separatists and pro-government militia known as the Platform Coalition. German lawmakers are expected to vote today on a $93 billion bailout package for Greece, a move that would help Athens meet Thursday's deadline to repay international creditors. Germany is the largest single contributor to Greece's economic bailout. On Friday, Eurozone finance ministers approved the first $29 billion payment in a deal that Greece needs after its parliament approved the package earlier Friday. Stocks in China recovered, ending higher Wednesday after plunging 5% earlier. The benchmark Shanghai Index fell over 6% Tuesday amid concerns about the Chinese economy, prompting further government intervention. Other major markets ended lower. China, concerned over falling exports, weakened its currency last week in a surprise move. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.